101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault. Mayor, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning and happy Friday to you.
You proposed a citywide pay raise. Aaron, we were talking about that earlier, and my first question that I'll ask to you is, where's this money coming from?
Well, on the we have been listening, of course, to the council's suggestions and concerns that they were expressed. One of the major places that it comes from, the adjustments that we're proposing total about $4,400,000. So $500,000 is from an increase to the general fund from the Riverfront Fund. That's a recurring source, but we had proposed 500, decreasing that from 26, from 25 into 26. And now we would propose to go ahead and push that back up to where it was this year. We do have $762,000 from the remaining ARP funds that were appropriated for the Ford Street project, the utility relocation, and we saved that money so we have it available. We would reallocate a portion of the public safety fund that was allocated to streets and instead allocated to public safety.
How much? How much from that fund?
$480,000.
Okay.
And then about $2.6 million by increasing the revenue anticipated from oil and gas. We had estimated that very conservatively. What we've done over the past several years is we have under that amount of money. It's never assured, but it has been fairly consistent. And we've normally held that back in case we had things that came up during the year that we would be able to appropriate those funds as the money came in. So all of those are everything but the ARP portion our recurring funds, and we think we'll make up for in 27, we'll make up for that in sales tax. So ultimately, we end up with what will be recurring funds to finance the pay raises.
I was going to ask you about the ARP money. You think you're going to have enough sales tax? It makes me a little nervous to give a pay raise with non-recurring revenue.
Well, it is, but our sales tax increased 3.2% this year. We're forecasting only a 2% increase. So we think we've underestimated sales tax, and we're certain that we've underestimated oil and gas revenues. So I think we still are underestimating those, but I don't want to get too close to the edge on that.
Okay, Gary Brooks, councilman, has proposed 10% increase for police officers. Not for firefighters, not for any other city workers. How do you respond to that plan?
Well, I certainly applaud the intent of it. We would like to do it. Our plan gets us a little more than halfway there. And the way that you get there is our plan is 5% instead of 10%. And then we're proposing to double the uniform allowance from $400 to $800. That is money that the police officers actually spend, but we're not only reimbursing $400. By reimbursing $800, we're basically putting $400 a year in their pocket in addition to the 5%, and it's non-taxable. So that there is some benefit there. We think that the cost of the 10% is $5.2 million, not the $3.189 million that's listed on the fact sheet. And we also believe that there will be substantial push by firefighters and by other city employees to have raises. And when you do that, it really blows it out of the financial feasibility category.
Is this the main goal, to help recruiting?
Well, I think that Councilman Brooks correctly recognizes that our police officers are underpaid, and we need to be making strides as quickly as we can to do that. Our recruiting seems to be going okay. I think we're going to finish the year with more officers than we started, which would be 2 years in a row, which reversed a trend of 10 years where we were decreasing every year. So we are making success.
Well, that is good news.
A lot of what has occurred, if you compare us to, for example, suburban Dallas police officers, there's not a foreseeable way for us to get to those categories. So if they're leaving for pay that's $20,000 or $30,000 a year ahead, we really can't compete with that. We have to compete with the fact that one, you're at home. Number two, you have a great deal of experience and excellent training, and that gives you a more satisfying, although more active, police career. And we have to concentrate in our recruiting on the family aspects of police work in Shreveport, and that the police department acts like a family, the closeness of it, and really the ability to serve your own community. Most of our recruits are right here, and they want us. Their primary motivation, like a lot of underpaid people like teachers, their primary motivation is public service, not necessarily dollars. But we do need to pay them as much as we can, because they do a very, very good service, and it's a dangerous job.
One more thing on pay. I'm hoping you can stay another segment to talk about the equipment. But on several years ago, during the Perkins administration, the council passed a 13% across-the-board pay raise that even the CAO, Henry Whitehorn, said was not sustainable. It looks like maybe now that you're pitching another pay raise, it looks like the 13% was sustainable after all.
Well, it kept us from being able to make pay raises for several years. So I would say that it was very difficult to sustain. Some of our sales taxes have increased it, and we. Using almost all ARP money, and we struggled through several years with that as a result of it. But we are able to sustain these, and we believe we can move forward with it.
Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault, can you hold with us through the break?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Mayor, in addition to this city pay raise that you're proposing, the city's also looking at, I know, Shreveport Police Chief Wayne Smith says they need new police cars. We need new garbage trucks to the tune of, what is this now, $8.5 million.
Right. This is Mr. Dark discussed at the budget meetings last week. We either can buy these things over time and get a little bit in at a time, or his idea and our proposal is to conglomerate all those and order them at the same time, but pay for them over 5 years so that we would get all the equipment faster. It is very difficult to purchase police vehicles over time because of the way that they are purchased, not just because of the cost. So we're looking at 60 police vehicles. The council believes that we need to replace four medic units, and so they're included in there. Councilman Butcher wanted us to consider a tanker truck, so we have included that in there, and then replacing the eight oldest garbage packers in our fleet at a cost of $2.5 million.
Now, didn't we just get a bunch of new garbage trucks? How many did we get?
We did. This replaces the oldest ones of
okay.
That. You know, the worst thing that can happen is in the city is for us to not be able to pick up garbage, and
sure.
And this will put us in really good stead for the next 5 years. Then we can look at what we would do at the end of that 5 years to see what else we need. But the other thing to remember is even when we appropriate this money, we're not always able to actually get the vehicles. And so it's very important to appropriate the money, let us pay for those big vehicles, lock in the cost, and then get them as quickly as we can. So that's what we're proposing. He had run that idea by the council at the council budget sessions last week.
And it's a five-year payoff?
It's a five-year payoff. We did the same thing in 2024.
Okay. And the money comes from?
The money will come from certificates of indebtedness that we'll pay for over time. The way this one will be structured is we'll have the interest payments to reduce the budget impact between 2027 and 2029, and then they will increase as the 2024 certificates of indebtedness are paid off. So they'll basically, the principal will be backloaded.
Okay, making it simple, like I go borrow money to buy a car.
Yeah, but you when you go buy money, you pay a monthly payment. We'll be paying interest only for a while, and we'll pay the principal later on. We're able to do that by negotiation with our lenders. And we probably have a little bit more negotiating power than you do with your auto loan.
Gotcha.
And Mayor, what about like things like our water? How are we budgeting for continued improvement and maintenance on things like that? We know we have residents that still are.
The maintenance issue comes out of the regular water and sewer budget. They have funds for that. Our capital, we have applied for a $50 million WIFIA loan from the federal government, which we believe we have an excellent chance to get. We will match that with bond money that the voters approved in 2024. So we'll turn $50 million into $100 million that we can parlay into significant water improvements. Most of the aesthetic issues with water have to do with the fact that we have a surface water source. And so as the lake changes, our treatment needs change, and we adjust to that. We just put on a new carbon facility to take care of the taste and odor issues that come from algae, and we'll be continuing to make improvements in the water system.
What has to happen now with this proposal? Got to get full council buy-in. Are you optimistic that's going to happen?
Well, I think the council is looking for some way to do this. I have discussed it with most of the council members. We sent it out to them yesterday afternoon. They wanted it in writing, so we sent it out to them. And until somebody comes up with a better idea, we think we have the best idea on the table, so we're hopeful that they will adopt it.
Very good.
Shreveport.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault. Look, thank you so much for talking with this mayor. We appreciate you very much.
Very much my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You bet.
101.7 FM, 710 KEO, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO.
Well, Caddo Parish School Board making an amendment to their social media policy. We spoke with Katie McLean, school board member. Hear what she's got to say about that change coming up right after the break. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 KEO, and on that free KEO app.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL.
Caddo Parish School Board offering a new social media policy for school board employees. Katie McLean, school board members on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Well, thank you. This has got some teachers a little upset, saying this is infringing on their freedom of speech. Is that a valid argument? And tell us a little bit about what this policy entails. What does it restrict?
Okay, well, I will say we have always had a social media policy. This is one minor amendment to the policy. So there have been professional expectations that we've always had of employees as long as this policy has existed, which looks like it was put together over 5 years ago. But this, you know, I'd say the past few months, we've seen some very atrocious things said from government employees that have made nationwide.
Example, example.
Sure.
No names are needed.
Right. After the Charlie Kirk assassination, I saw tons of nationwide coverage of school employees, public school employees, you know, actively celebrating and saying, you know, without going into too much detail, they were celebrating it. They were glorifying it, and it made school systems look really bad, which this policy, of course, if you're going to support like an MMA fight, that's a violent thing, but this is only in regards to unlawful violence. This new policy that really makes the school system look bad, that is a caveat in the policy, is, you know, there's going to be some, if there's some blowback and you now have parents that are saying, I don't want this person who's on nationwide news teaching my kid, well, then it gives the administration some additional tools in their toolbox to deal with that kind of thing.
Let me make you an example. Let's say Osama bin Laden is still alive. And he's shot in what people say was a crime. And there are people celebrating the killing of Osama bin Laden. Would you say that would come under this policy, too?
You know,
I mean, I'm stretching it for you, but you know what I mean?
I would send that to the attorney for a question. But this is unlawful violence. And you would have to let attorneys and judges interpret that. That's a bit of a stretch. I don't know.
I know. I stretched it for you just to be absurd. But
yes.
Essentially, it's you cannot post, cite, or share any content that might encourage illegal violence or threaten others. What do you mean by threaten others?
Okay. Well, if you have, and I'm looking at this policy in front of me, and it's not that you can't cite it, it's that you can't incite violence.
Okay.
Which we have laws about inciting violence. You know, I couldn't gather a group of people and say, you know, we're going to go burn down this building together because then I'm inciting violence. I would be arrested for that. But if you're threatening harm towards an individual or group, that seems self-explanatory. I mean, there are reasonable expectations for any employee to behave professionally. And in any business and any government body, there are certain limitations that you have as an employee anywhere.
Even on a teacher's private page, if she says, oh, I could kick that little kid's butt. You know what I mean? I know that's not appropriate, but some days kids drive teachers to the edge. You know that.
Sure. Yeah, I have kids. They do the same to me. I get it. you know, I think that we have a very reasonable administration. They're all humans. They're all educators. And obviously there's going to be an ability of reasoning to deal with any individual case.
Katie McLean, Caddo Parish School Board member. Katie, who's going to monitor this?
Well, what this policy, we already have had a social media policy, okay? This is just, there's already 10 items in the social media policy that are in here. This is just number 11. This is just one minor addition. And so to say that this is like this huge change, how are we going to monitor this? How are we going to keep up with it? the same way that we always have. If there's something causing a big ruckus, someone's going to bring it to the attention of the superintendent, and he's going to make a determination on should we look into this further? Is this not a big deal? What do we need to do? How do we need to proceed? Is this going to affect Caddo's schools in a negative light? Is this going to do damage to the school system as a whole? Is this going to hurt students and teachers as a whole? So we have the superintendent to make that determination.
Okay. It's interesting. Real quick, last minute or two, the health care insurance premium costs going up 7.5%. Was there really no way around this?
We would be in about a $20 million if we did not do this in our insurance fund. We could bleed out the reserves and then be in this position next year and then have no reserves and have destroyed our bond rating as well, which would make it hard to do anything in the future. It was something that was evil, unfortunately. And it affects my health insurance, too. It's funny because as a board member, you make $800 a month. So with my health insurance taken out, I get like $20 a month. So now I'll actually have to pay money to be to have the health insurance. So I won't get any paycheck for being a school board member, and I'll have to pay Caddo schools if I want to have any insurance.
Wow. Okay, what about our last 30 seconds? What about a pay raise, a permanent pay raise? Teachers have said they haven't had anything since 2017. Are you optimistic we can make that happen?
I am actually optimistic we can make it happen, and I think that's something that we're going to start looking into in the next year.
Wonderful.
Katie McLean, Caddo Parish School Board, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Oh, more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
hey, boy.
What?
I want you to guess.
Uh-oh.
If I told you there is one place of this week I do not want to be. I will. You won't find me near this place for any money in the world.
Oh, well, let's see. I would think it has to do something with shopping.
Grocery store.
Oh, grocery store. Oh, well, yeah, right.
I think the rush for Thanksgiving groceries is the craziest ever. And the lines and the people that are just grabbing for the turkeys. And it's like, now's Monday. If you don't have your turkey, you best get it. It's time because you've got to start thawing the bird out. I do not like crowds in a grocery store.
No.
It drives me crazy.
Right.
And you'll never find me Black Friday. Not happening.
No.
Not happening.
No, no. Especially now with online. I don't think it's as big of a thing as it used to be.
No. Nope.
I mean, people used to camp out in front of Best Buy.
Yep,
to
absolutely.
To get those $200 TVs.
I did a little looking, and you can see it at keelnews.com. Most of the big retailers now, they're closed on Thanksgiving. Walmart used to be open on Thanksgiving. They'd start those deals in the evening.
Because of online. They can do it now.
Now they're doing it online. They're not open in the stores until 6 o'clock Friday morning. And they're gearing up and they're putting a lot of their deals online. But I don't like the online stuff. I want you to shop local.
Well, sure.
Spend your money at local places. But I didn't find very many big box stores open on Thanksgiving. Now, I was surprised. Several grocery stores are open on Thanksgiving, like till 2 or 3. Yeah,
that's a shame.
And I don't like that.
No.
Imagine if you work there, you want to go have Thanksgiving dinner.
On Thanksgiving Day, it's done.
If it ain't done, you're in trouble.
Right.
And I think you're running into the grocery store on Thanksgiving because, oops, I was supposed to bring a pie.
Right.
Now I got to go get a pie or cake or whatever. It's not that people are rude or mean. It's just the tension is so high. You can feel it. It's palpable in those stores.
And let me go back to those $200 TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Because It was very interesting. I heard Kim Komando, I think, talking about these. You can get a 50-inch 4K smart TV for $250 now.
Great deal, yeah.
Except,
oh boy,
they're tracking everything. They said, I think she said, and don't quote me, I'm just off the top of my head, Vizio lost $7 million selling TVs, but they made $20 million selling your information.
Everything you click on and watch, that, they sell it.
That TV is sending it back to the company. Everything you're watching, how long you're on that channel, what you're watching.
So if you watch food shows,
they're targeting you.
All the food ads are going to start coming to you because they're selling your information. You're a food show now, junkie.
Now those cheap TV companies,
they're just giving them away.
They're giving them away because they're getting your information.
How do you stop it? Is there a way to?
She did say there is a.
You buy a VCR.
Buy a VCR and a
go
DVD
to Goodwill
player.
And get video cassette tapes.
They're 10 cents a piece, and no one's selling your information over it.
Ruben's the genius in the room.
There you go.
Wow.
I got the triple pack of Lonesome Dove and started it last night.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
Man. It's so good.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow. I'm doing French Connection in the next couple of days. One and two. Hadn't seen them in a long, long time.
So good.
I want to watch those. So that's on my list. But they'll be tracking me because I've got the stupid smart TV.
But she said there is a thing. You can go in, but you've got to go into settings. I'm sure it's not easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
And turn off certain things.
Okay.
I've gone and turned as much on my phone off as I possibly can.
Right.
But you know they're still listening.
Oh.
It's still tracking.
They're listening to everything we're doing.
Of course. What did you say the other day? Thursday or Friday, you go, look what just popped up. I said something over here about something.
And it popped up on my phone.
And it popped up on your phone.
That is the nuttiest thing in the world. Really. Oh,
well, and with AI, it's only going to get better.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up after the news, top of the hour, Caddo Parish School Board President Jasmine Green joining us, Mike and McCarty. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com. Caddo Parish School Board President Jasmine Green joining us on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Martindale. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you so much. We appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. First of all, we got some good news out of Baton Rouge. Statewide test scores for Louisiana students have improved. This is the fourth year in a row. This is awesome news. Caddo Parish school students have scored an average of a B overall.
Yes, sir. I'm really excited. In one of my schools, Green Oaks, I'm hearing that they made the most significant improvement. I think they did like a 10-point gain or something. I got to get you that information.
11.7 increase up to a B.
Yes, indeed. And I'm so proud of them, and I'm proud of my district. How are you today, Miss McCarty?
I'm doing much better. Thank you very much. I'm gonna enjoy the day, and I'm gonna enjoy the weekend. When you get great news like this on the scores, you have to know we're doing something right. But we still have some schools that need some help. And y'all are concentrating on helping them, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do believe Superintendent Burden and staff probably have some things that they'll be rolling out to us soon, how we'll be improving. I do know that things like I have a school that kind of does the Saturday morning tutoring and stuff like that. And we also done things like the parent-teacher conferences. So that we can, they miss a day of school, but the parents come up and talk specifically to the teachers. I think stuff like that, implementing stuff like that works for our district.
Let's switch gears to what was a very controversial discussion this week over your social media policy, making a change to it. to keep teachers from posting certain things online. You voted against that change. Explain why.
The reason I did, I believe we already have things in place that that already address that issue. I can even think of incidents that may have happened where, you know, they've been reprimanded. Our staff has been reprimanded. We have a staff. We have our HR department. They know what they're doing. We didn't really need that policy, and I think that's kind of stemmed from something that might have happened that one board member did not like, the young man who got shot, killed, or whatever on social media.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk, and apparently a teacher said something in celebration of his death.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not here to police the teachers like that. I believe if staff saw something that was inappropriate, they know what to do, and they have regulations that they follow. They know how to regulate their business. That's not our job. Our job is to put policy, which they did put the policy in place. But I don't even feel like it was needed because we already have things in place that you know that when it comes down to how staff is to perform on. They're professionals.
Caddo Parish School Board President Jasmine Green, let me just clarify what you're saying. If somebody posted on, albeit their private Facebook or their personal Facebook rather, a celebratory post about the death of Charlie Kirk, are you saying that that's acceptable and that's okay?
They should have that right.
They should have that right to do that.
No, what I'm saying is this. We have policies in place that if our staff saw something inappropriate, that they know what to do in that manner if that were to happen.
So we didn't need a new policy. We could have already addressed it under the old.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't need that.
Does this one go a step further on any front that you could see?
Well, and then you don't want to tie staff's hands in certain situations, and you don't want to police our employees where they can't post their, you know, we're invading on their First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to do that. Everybody has the right. I know the example that I gave in board meeting was when we voted for Superintendent Burton. You had three black ladies, me, Ms. Tramiel, Ms. Bell, a picture of us, and you had a former council member that posted us next to Martin Luther King, and it goes, Martin Luther King, I have a dream, and the three of us, I have a scheme. And you have employees that liked and commented on it. That was their personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in saying, hey, let's fire them because they wrote that about, they said they had what they had to say something about it. I'm not into policing. They're there to do a job. They know their job. I believe our staff and employees know how far to go, and they understand that if they go too far, that they'll be reprimanded in the way that HR handles business.
But see, that's what brings up what's considered too far, because we know Shreveport, or not just Shreveport, but police officers can't just post anything. Should there be a standard for public officials and people like teachers?
Yeah, there is a standard, and I believe our policy, we have a handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's covered already.
Yeah, it's covered.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a silly question, because this passed on a 6-5 vote with Dr. Benita Dozart abstaining. She could have single-handedly killed this policy change. Do we know why she abstained? Have you talked to her?
No, I have not spoken with Dr. Dozart, but I do know in situations like this, that is kind of a sticky. It can get kind of sticky. You're kind of on the line there, and sometimes people will abstain when they, you know, it's kind of up in the air.
Okay.
So, I have not spoken with her.
Because then you may have to start dealing with parents who go, look, I don't want my child in this classroom with this person if this is how they feel.
Yes, you know, and I understand a lot of that as well. And to be quite honest with you, some of that has, you know, you've had parents express some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they make the adjustments as needed.
So the new policy will be into effect. I guess we'll have a social media police watching out over us now?
Yeah, we've got a board member that does a good job of that. I won't call any names.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. Well, I thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it a bunch.
Yes, and, we do.
You know, y'all do great work for, gosh, no money, really.
Right.
Yeah. And listen, you guys have to save your money to get me some new hair dye.
Oh, Grace, the gray's coming in, huh?
Yeah, the gray's coming in.
I got a person for you if you need it.
Hey, we'll send the number over.
All right, you take care.
All righty, you too.
Thank you so much, Jasmine Green, Caddo Parish School Board President. Micah McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
When 7 FM 710 Keel, Micah McCarty, Erin had to go take care of. She had an appointment this morning. Jeff Lucin, good morning.
So glad to be here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Kind of like everybody else in town, though. We always miss it when Erin's not around. So, you know, but I'm always glad when I get to sit here.
Ruben's here. First of all, how was the weekend?
It went really well. Yeah, of course, being a Texas A&M fan, we got to play that powerhouse Samford this weekend.
Everybody scheduled this is the week where they scheduled the off out of conference games.
Yeah, there were quite a few of those. Yeah.
So. And LSU scheduled Western Kentucky.
I
thought, okay, you know, there we go.
Good directional school, right?
Still almost blew it.
They're in such a transition. So, I mean, and so
if we don't clean house on the offensive coach, if we don't clean house in the coaching staff, period,
yeah,
just forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of curious about if Lane Kiffin will make this move. I saw this $90 million offer that supposedly LSU's putting together to bring Lane Kiffin in, but Lane Kiffin's not going to announce until after the Egg Bowl this weekend. And so I don't know, man. I mean, kind of a tough situation for both Ole Miss and LSU.
Off track, but
yes.
Could you not come up with a better name for a game than the Egg Bowl?
Right. What's the
That's
prize?
That's the dumbest name I've ever heard in the Egg Bowl.
There's got to be a reason behind it, but I have no idea what it is.
So. I do, oddly enough, because I was like, seriously, the Egg Bowl?
Yes.
What, there are a bunch of chickens who you
right.
judge? It's because the trophy back in when they started this, I don't know, 30s, 40s, sure, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like a football, but they screwed it up, kind of, and it looks like an egg. The trophy looks like an egg.
So it's more of a...
And so the creative geniuses of the time...
This is how we'll cover it.
Yeah, the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just stop.
Yeah, that is a interesting name and rivalry, but, you know, obviously a good one. We'll see what happens. I mean, I feel bad for Ole Miss and the fact that they don't know if their coach is going to be around. And
right.
And what if he announces he's going to LSU or Florida right after the Egg Bowl and then prior to the playoffs? I mean, what does that
right.
even do to, you know, just the school and the morale of the team and all of that? So it's a... It's a pretty dicey deal.
$90 million? I haven't kept up with it over the weekend.
$90 million is supposedly
what... Have we not learned anything?
But, you know, to get a big splash, you got to spend that money these days. I mean, it is just, you know, at A&M, we just renegotiated with our coach a 6-year, $11 million a year, kind of, I believe, is what it came out to be. And then also... renegotiated with the AD because they want to keep stability in there. So, I mean, it just takes that kind of money to keep these guys these days.
I was looking back. I heard I was listening to, I don't remember what it was now, but they were saying, look at UConn. Look at UConn's program. Mm-hmm. They won like 4 games in 3 years
right
before Jim Mora came on board.
Sure. Yeah.
And turned that program around. They've been to bowl games now.
Indiana with Kurt Cignetti. It's incredible.
You can go get a younger coach. That's not your.
Yeah, and that's true. Yep.
And let's go from there. Mm-hmm. I would rather see somebody like Cignetti or Mora come in than to pay Kiffin. Of course, I'm not a huge Kiffin fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody outside of Ole Miss kind of thinks he's a jerk, but at the same time, he's still he can coach football. So,
I guess. Yeah. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
One oh one seven FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron. She had an appointment she had to go make this morning. Look, we're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, you like to go to live performances.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron. Concerts.
Sure. Yeah.
Shows.
Yeah, love live theater. And served at A&M on the committee that brought all the concerts for years. So that was a lot of fun, too. So
we went to the Strand on Friday night.
You saw the Stones Beatles.
The Beatles versus the Stones.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that when we get back. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay, so we go to the Strand. Now, golly, we had these seats. Oh, lower balcony, front row.
Yeah, perfect
seats. I mean, you're basically looking down on the stage.
Yes.
Nothing in front of you.
Yeah. Those are great seats at the Strand.
The best seats in the house.
Yeah, 100%.
Better than the box seats.
Yes.
They're the best.
It's like being on the 50, you know? I mean, those are perfect.
And so we're excited. I didn't particularly grow up listening to the Stones a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Because of my years in album rock radio back in the day. 93 KMBQ played a whole side of Pink Floyd back in the time. I knew a lot of the music.
Sure.
Now, Beatles fans and Stones fans today are
geriatric.
They're 70 years old. I mean, the Stones are 70, 80 years old.
Right, right.
So the crowd was not 20-somethings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, we're sitting there. The guys come out, the Beatles, and they go through the eras. The first came out that was the Beatles, and they had the suits on, and and they all had wigs. It was hilarious because they had to change over the course of the years.
Yeah.
But they were good.
Yeah.
The guy that was the John Lennon guy. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Just nailed it, huh?
But then they started their singing. The lady, the women, the women behind us are talking over the music like they're in their living room.
Oh,
and these aren't 23-year-old kids that still should know better.
Right. Oh, but I'm telling you, it's it's my generation and older that are the worst about that stuff, it seems. I mean,
at one point, my wife looked at me and just goes, every time.
Yeah.
Every time. We can't enjoy. I mean, James Taylor, for crying out loud, at the time it was CenturyLink, mm-hmm. we're sitting there. James Taylor. Now, this is not the Rolling Stones.
Right, right.
I've seen fire. And the lady, then we got corn dogs, and we was over there, and Luther came over. And it's like, seriously. Yeah. And that's the way it was Friday night.
Yeah.
To where I finally turned around, and I said, I'm sorry, do you mind?
You did. Good.
I did.
Good. And did they?
We're... And the guy, there was one guy, three or four women, one guy. Hey, they're just having fun. They're just having fun. I said, well, you know what? We want to have fun, too.
Right.
And I didn't pay to listen to y'all talk.
No kidding. So somebody actually pushed back. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. You're the jerk if you say something to these jerks.
We were in New York one year and went to an actual Broadway play, and literally the people behind us were doing the same exact thing. I was not
at a Broadway show.
Broadway show.
No.
And I'm not brave enough to say anything because, one, it's New York, and I don't know if they'll shank you for that. But the person next to me turns around and just, I mean, said, that is not a screen. Those are real people. This is not your living room. Shut up.
And that was it. That's exactly right. This is not your living room.
Right. Yeah.
They're just having fun. Well, you know what?
Oh.
Disregarding anybody else around you.
Right.
It's all about you.
Correct.
Having fun.
We all paid to be here. And so, be respectful of those around you. It's ridiculous.
It's almost to the point, and I heard on the Clay and Buck show, I heard Buck say something last week about it's not worth going out anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not an isolated incident. This happens to us every single time. Bonnie Raitt, I got Dina tickets to Bonnie Raitt. Same type of setting.
Sure.
Lower balcony, we're near the front, facing the stage, great seats, very excited, legendary Bonnie Raitt, and the kids behind us wouldn't shut up.
That's just absurd.
Wouldn't shut up.
The only time that we really haven't run into it, it seems, is when we go see comedians live at the Strand, you know, but I guess there's just so much other noise going on during it anyway, just because of laughter and things. Maybe you just don't notice.
Now, if we're outside at the Gexa or you're at Columbia Park for Jazz Fest.
Right.
Yeah, people are going to talk.
They're milling around.
They're milling around. Mm-hmm. It's there's live music going on, but you're in a theater.
I get it.
Right. I get it. At the Gexa, you're sitting on that. Have you ever been there?
No, but I've been to one similar.
The stage, and it's grass seating. You bring a blanket, and you sit outside. I get it. People are going to be talking.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn around and go, hey, shut up, because it's – but if you're sitting in the Strand Theater and you paid
– a lot of times big money to be in some of those seats.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Just,
be considerate of those around you.
Yeah.
And I guess what makes me mad is when somebody does something that I would never do.
Right.
You know?
Yes. It's like, dude. Yes. It's like those guys that sit at a table in the restaurant with their phone, like watching videos that are so loud. You know, it's like, hey, dude, you know, I'm just trying to have a meal and eat with my wife, you know. Yeah, it's insane.
Or take their phone call on speaker.
Yes, no, 100%.
And they're on their phone on speaker.
Right.
Everybody within a 50-foot radius can hear your entire conversation.
Uh-huh, yeah. We sat in line in Chipotle, which, again, Chipotle, but still, you know, and listened to a guy who literally thought that he was the only person there, you know, and was just...
I don't get it. What happened? What happened? Again, these weren't 20-year-olds whose parents didn't teach them any better.
Right. We can go down the road of pet peeves. You know, I mean, because it's crazy.
We ended up moving. There weren't a ton of people there. Yeah. We ended up moving, but I shouldn't have to go move to another section on seats I paid. You know,
correct. Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you don't have a lot of assistance from.
And if it was a good crowd, we wouldn't have had the option.
Right. Yeah.
Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in 101.7 FM, 710 Keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
I remember going, and it's one of those... this is one of those concerts when we went to see the Eagles when they were at the, again, then CenturyLink Center, Brookshire Grocery Arena now. And I'm thinking, because the Eagles, my gosh.
Yeah.
And they brought Bernie Ledden back, leading he was one of the original members. He played the banjo and the and guitar, and they didn't bring back. I can't believe I went blank. The guitarist who played Hotel California, the big double guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot his name. Oh, somebody help me out.
I can see the video. I can't see the
because
name.
He and Glenn Frey obviously couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
And this was Glenn Frey's last, this was the last Eagles concert.
Yeah.
And I remember there's a lady down two, three rows down from me, and I could see her phone is one of those just scrolling Facebook.
Oh, what a missed opportunity.
Yeah. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Now, we didn't know it was the last Eagles concert. We didn't know how sick Glenn Frey was.
Yeah.
But still, this is the Eagles,
you know,
in front of you playing live.
And it's
and you're going to just scroll Facebook on your phone? I don't get it.
It's crazy some of the opportunities that people miss. I just, you know, and I mean, I literally wish that I would have taken more opportunities to go to more things, you know, as opposed to the things that I just checked out of, you know, as opposed to not, you know, where, you know, concerts that I had an opportunity to go to at times that I just didn't go because I decided I was just going to stay home. You know, I mean.
There was one of those when Micah and I went to the F1 race in Austin a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel was in concert that Saturday night.
Yeah.
But we had been there early morning. It was 180 degrees. By the time qualifying was over, the concert wasn't for another hour or two.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're ready to go. We're wiped out. Hot as all get out.
Yeah.
It's like, and I didn't hang out for Billy Joel, which was included in our tickets.
Yes. I
wish I would have stayed.
Yeah. Oh, when I was at A&M, I had a chance to go to the National League Championship Series in, 1986, and it's the Astros against the Mets. And so I had two nights, two tickets, and they cost $100 a piece. College student, man, that was horrible. And especially then. And so I went to the first one, which was Mike Scott pitching, and I didn't go to the second one. I sold the ticket, and it was Nolan Ryan.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah. I mean, Mike Scott won the Cy Young Award that year, and so. But I look back,
still,
I'm like, what was I thinking? It was, $100, and I could have watched Nolan Ryan pitch.
Severe weather on the way in this afternoon, so they say. Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel going to join us coming up after the local news. Jeff in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com. FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron. She had an appointment this morning. She'll be back tomorrow, planning on it. On the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline this morning, Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel joining us. Richard, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, very well, thank you. Last time we spoke, you had talked about there was a lot of rain coming, and it never happened. What changed?
Well, it's coming today. There's no doubt about that. We are looking at good chances for storms here today. In fact, rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches will be possible.
Okay.
The system that's coming through this afternoon and tonight, and the potential for some severe weather in the forecast here. Looks like areas across much of Caddo and Bossier Parish and point southward have the better chances of seeing some severe weather later today and into tonight. We're going to get a couple of dry days. It'll take us into Thanksgiving, and then we're going to turn on the waterworks again. And I think we're going to be looking at several days of rain coming toward the end of the holiday. About the middle part of the holiday weekend, lasting through the end of the holiday weekend and through much of early next week. So we've got a lot of rain on the way. Once we get past the system today and get a couple of day break, it'll take us through Thanksgiving. Looks like a second half of the holiday weekend looking more wet and more stormy as we are going to start to see a transition to more of a weather pattern.
So we do have rain on the way. It's just going to be a little bit later than we originally thought then.
Yeah, that's basically what we're thinking right now. I mean, this system right now, we're already starting to see some patches of rain starting to work into some of the parishes in Louisiana right now. I've seen a couple of showers over in Webster and Claiborne Parish, but there are some heavier thunderstorms that are just across the line in Texas right now, and a lot of lightning filling up for those storms, especially from Marshall on up to Jefferson, over into Harrison and Texas, working on up into Cass County. And those storms will probably be working in over the next couple of hours here into the Shreveport Metro. So the rain chances are going to really start to go up here in the next couple of hours.
Okay, so you expect it to hit this afternoon, what, about 1 o'clock?
No, probably earlier than that, the way things are looking right now. We probably could see some rain in here as early as 10 a.m., maybe 11 o'clock in much of the Shreveport Metro. And then we're just going to be dealing with storms here probably for the next 18 hours or so.
Okay. Now, we got a good-looking Thanksgiving. We'll take that.
Yeah. We got a good-looking Thanksgiving. A little cooler. It will be a little bit cooler. In fact,
it should be.
Yeah. We've been looking for fall. You know, we've been looking for some fall weather, and we're going to get that. Temperatures are going to cool off into the mid-60s. As a cold front will come through the region, temperatures will cool off Wednesday into the 60s, nighttime lows Wednesday night will be in the 40s. Thanksgiving Day here in Shreveport, about 61 degrees with sunshine, nighttime lows. Thanksgiving night in the upper 30s. And then we'll start to see those clouds start to come in on Friday and the rain chance back in the forecast Friday night. The rest of the holiday weekend is just a wash. The showers in the forecast, rainfall amounts 1 to 2 inches Saturday, Sunday, into Monday, with highs in the 60s and nighttime lows in the 50s.
But now with that rain comes a lot of cooler temperatures. I mean, I'm looking at the December 2nd. That's a Tuesday. It's 49 for a high. So yeah, that rain's going to bring a lot of cooler temperatures in.
Yeah, and a lot of active weather is going to be moving in across the country. You know, a lot of folks will be traveling, you know, as we get on out toward the busy travel day ahead of Thanksgiving on Wednesday. And there's going to be a lot of trouble spots out there. So if you're headed to the airport, pack some patience. Looks like Atlanta will be dealing with rain showers. Charlotte, Washington, New York City, Boston, all looking at the risk of rain on the backside of the system. We're talking about some snow from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and parts of Northern Illinois. So places like Chicago, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis, they'll be looking at snows. Snows are also going to be a concern out west in the Northern Rockies. In fact, looks like there's going to be setting the stage for a big winter storm that will be taking shape in the Northern Rockies and stretching on into the Northern Plains, where winter storm watches are up now. And all this is going to be marching eastward. In fact, a large part of the country is going to transition into winter as we make our way toward the end of the holiday weekend. And there's going to be a lot of trouble spots coast to coast as we make our way into Sunday. Snow in Denver, snow in Great Falls, maybe Omaha, Des Moines, Chicago. Working on up into Detroit, could also see some snow problems in maybe New York City and Boston as well, and a lot of rain for the eastern half of the country. So Dallas, New Orleans, Jackson, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, all looking at the risk of rain showers. So there's going to be a lot of delays by the end of the holiday weekend.
So just wrapping up for today, we're looking at, you say, 2 to 3 inches? Possible?
1 to 2 inches of rain. There could be some isolated amounts of up to 3 inches. We could use the rain. We've been abnormally dry here as of late, and there are some drought concerns across some of the parishes of Louisiana now. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to help to chip away at that. Storms coming in about 10 o'clock. Probably will stay with us through about 10 p.m. tonight, and then by midnight, all this action starts to wind down. Nice couple of days ahead, and then the rain chances pick back up Friday. It takes us into the latter half of the holiday weekend. And, of course, there will be travel problems all over the place as a result.
Wonderful. Richard, thank you for clearing that up. No pun intended. we'll stay in touch.
Have a good day, and we'll talk to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you again before Thanksgiving.
Sounds great. Thank you, Richard. Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel, Mikey McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and on the free Kiel app.
Back with McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron. She had an appointment this morning, planning on being back tomorrow. We're getting it. I can't believe it's Thanksgiving week.
It's crazy.
Thanksgiving week. Now, that means
so fast.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Friday. I don't go out on Black Friday. Haven't for years and years and years. Even in my younger days.
Yeah.
And now with online shopping, it's not as critical. And retailers, I don't think even retailers are making brick and mortar that big of a deal now, online stuff.
Yeah, Walmart and Amazon both.
But I thought this was kind of funny. Black Friday deals are being offered by cruise lines. And I thought about you when I saw this story.
Yes, yep, yep.
You're big, big cruiser, big cruiser.
We enjoy a good cruise, yeah.
Is that Ruben, that kind of sounds bad to say, doesn't it? You know, when you're
a big cruiser.
Big cruiser, no,
sure,
no.
I'm going to take that, yeah.
You and your family enjoy going on cruises. We'll say it that way.
Yeah, we're a little mad at Carnival right now, though. So, they're really doing their longtime supporters pretty wrong, because they're basically canceling their
reason you book with Carnival, because you build up these points.
Yeah. And so we earned this platinum status years ago, which gives you a few perks. It's not crazy, but there are some things. I mean, we appreciate the free laundry, but they're basically, what they're doing is that they're just canceling it. I mean, they're going to...
Never mind.
Yeah.
We know you've spent years accumulating 20 this.
20 years of it. That's, and
see,
yeah.
there's got to be legal action.
Well, and unfortunately, I looked that up, but they've written in these contracts so tightly that they can do what they want when they want.
Of course.
You know, but MSC Cruises are, they're basically allowing you to move your points over to them. And so...
Now, what's MSC?
It's just another cruise line that's kind of a
I've seen that
one.
On F1 right. Races. Yeah. MSC, they're a big sponsor on F1, but I don't know what that is. Mediterranean Sea Cruises? I mean, I don't know. What is it?
I have no idea.
I just made that up. What if that were right?
You're a genius. Yeah.
I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah. They've just started cruising out of Galveston, and so they're kind of doing some of the same routes that Carnival does. And so anyway, we were able to move over there, and they're going to honor the points. They don't give me a platinum level, but they give us a gold level that we can then earn to platinum. And supposedly theirs really are lifetime, you know. But our kids, I was mostly disappointed for them, because the fact that they had earned these statuses very early. And
Mediterranean Shipping Company.
You are a genius.
Wow.
This is why you're a pro.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. It was hard to figure out.
Well, what do you know?
Oddly enough, though, neither Carnival...
Yep.
Or MSC is listed on in this story. Royal Caribbean offering like $1,000 instant savings.
Yeah.
Celebrity Cruises. Mm-hmm. They've got a Black Friday. Norwegian Cruise Line.
Yep.
I think when we were down at Cape Canaveral visiting our daughter, I sent you some pictures of some of these ships.
That are just monstrous.
And that one, I mean, it looked like apartment complexes. It was, I don't know, 15 stories tall, at least.
Yeah.
And it was a Norwegian. It was beautiful.
Yeah. They all have these mega class cruisers. I mean, because you're really talking about, you've got 5,000 people on board. I mean, they're so huge. But yeah. So Carnival's offering one that I'm looking at Black Friday presale, $79.
Oh, they do have.
Yeah. $79 per person per day is the thing that they kind of leave out of it.
Right. So all you see is the $79, then if it's a
still,
a 10-day.
$790. Yeah. And I guarantee you it's an interior room right below the boilers.
Right. You know? Of course.
So, yeah.
You go to bed and you hear.
Yes.
The whole time. Right. Well, that might help me sleep, actually.
Yeah. You're all of a sudden steerage is on your ticket. So, but
reminiscent of the Titanic.
Yeah. So we'll see if we end up staying with Carnival or not. I mean, hopefully they'll come up with a better plan, but I think it's going to affect their stock prices.
But you've now tried to convince me for a while.
I know you need to go
to do one. And I would be open to it. My wife, not so much.
Hey, so
she has, I'm talking zero interest.
I think she'd like it. I mean, but we had some friends who just got back from one and literally asked the husband. I was like, so, I asked his wife, how many ice cream cones do you think that he had? And they were on a 7-day cruise, and she said, at least 70.
It was like he would.
Well, there's your selling feature right there.
He'd have one in each hand, you know. So.
And how much weight did he gain?
I guess
in a week,
right? And it probably, I think he actually said he gained 7 pounds, and I think it comes with a subscription to like Ozempic, you know. It was because he was just actually he enjoys the yogurt, so he's one of the classy ones.
All I can think of is the Seinfeld episode. Remember that?
No, tell me.
Oh, when they were eating, I can't believe this is fat-free. They're eating all this yogurt. Well, it's not, and they all gained like 10 pounds.
That. Yes, that was a great episode. Yep.
Funny. I do love the frozen yogurt, too, though.
Yeah, see?
Humphrey.
I mean, come on. You go on the cruise, you get all you want. You know, you come back, you know.
See, for me, that's a danger point.
Yeah, I'm not convincing you, am I?
I told you my biggest concern.
The Petri dish effect, yeah.
That's my biggest, that and the motion sickness.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm telling you, I mean, a little bit of Zofran, you'll roll through that.
I have to, it would have to be the largest ship in the world.
Yeah.
That has the minimum motion.
And I'm telling you, until you get on it, you don't realize how big they are. But, I mean, I've been on a couple where there was a lot of motion, and I loved it. But at the same time, there's no place to go.
Yeah. So that would be like, oh.
But again.
That hopelessness makes it worse.
I mean, the good thing is that they can avoid the storms. You know, I mean, they can go around if they want.
Can they avoid the tsunami, though?
I mean, you just get there faster. It's a good tailwind.
1017 FM, 710 Kiel.
Get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
You remember the story from last week, the Kleinfant Parkway shooting?
Sure. Yeah.
Killed two people.
Tragic.
Injured another one. I didn't find out until yesterday in Sunday school we were talking about it. One of those killed, you talk about tragic, was an Uber driver.
Oh, my goodness.
Not even involved in this. Aaron and I, we were talking earlier this morning. Jeff Luce is in for Aaron, by the way. Wow. That It ended up being a beef between two high schools. I mean, these are kids they've made two arrests. The Shreveport police have been working diligently, and they're working on a third. There's working on arresting at least one more. But in Sunday school, they said, the Uber driver. And I went, wait, what?
Had no idea.
It was an Uber driver from Africa that had come over. His brother had convinced him to come over and work. Just tragic. Just
incredibly
tragic story.
And just such a waste. I mean, just
absolutely pointless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they apparently, and I don't even want to quote the schools because I'm not 100%, and I don't want to get it wrong.
Sure.
But the kids had a beef, and one of them got in an Uber and took off. Got in an Uber. I don't get it. I just don't understand. I've become that guy. I'm out of touch. I know. Yeah. But I don't get that kind of thinking. And then the other school, kids from the other school, took off and found them on the parkway and just started shooting into the car.
You know, I spend a lot of time obviously doing camp and things like that. And, you know, just because it's like, I feel like so many of these kids, they just need Jesus. I mean, they literally have they don't know how to solve things. They don't know how to process things. And then they end up in situations like this. And, you know, man, it really kills me whenever I hear these kind of stories, just because there's such a better way on all of this.
We'll find out more, and we're gonna follow up more on this. Just, I was just, broke my heart.
Me too.
Broke my heart.
Yeah.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
More breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Yeah, there's been two arrested, and these are teenagers that have been arrested on this Clyde Fant Parkway shooting. Mm. And then the third one, Dennis Scott, is wanted on two counts of second-degree murder, one count of attempted second-degree murder. And they say Scott is armed and dangerous. Frederick Kiprono was the Uber driver, 43 years old, originally from Africa, had come over and hadn't been in this area long. And so now the family doesn't even have money enough to bring him back home. Oh. So there's been a GoFundMe account set up, and we'll get more information on that. So there has been a GoFundMe account set up for this. This poor guy and his family.
Yeah.
I did Lyft and Uber Eats and all that for extra money for a while.
I was going to ask if you still. I haven't heard you talk about it in a while.
I won't do it anymore. I stopped doing Lyft because of too many sketchy situations it put me in, and I wasn't doing it at night. I wasn't picking up drunk people from bars. I'd drop them off at the bar.
Sure.
I wasn't picking
them
up.
But
even just during the day, during the afternoons,
really?
You end up in too many weird situations. And even with the food delivery, you end up, you got to think about it. You're walking up to some stranger's door.
Yes.
And you know, you screw up and go to the wrong house, then that could end up bad. And I had a couple of situations like that where people would come out, "What the hell are you doing here?" They're freaking out. You know, so I had to stop doing that.
Yeah, I can only imagine some of the things that you ran into as a Lyft driver Uber or whatever.
Right.
I mean, we've seen the videos and things. I can only imagine how terrifying that could be at times.
It got a little too hairy, so I backed out of it.
Yeah,
it
just wasn't worth it.
The only thing I would want to do if I did that would be I'd hang at the airport.
Right.
And then take somebody home from the airport.
Right.
Boom. Because you know they're not setting something up if they just got off a flight.
Right. And they've been through security. So they don't have anything on them. So that should be a good sign. Right.
That would be the extent if I drove for Uber or Lyft.
No,
this insanity of the guy setting the woman on fire on the train, or the guy slitting the girl's throat.
A lot of crazy. Well, you know, and years ago, there's that Netflix documentary about the Domino's pizza guy. You know that they captured him and put a bomb collar on his neck. I mean, it was...
Well, did you see that, though? There was more to that.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot more.
He was involved in all of that.
It did seem so, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, still not going to do it.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron. She'll be back tomorrow. She had an appointment this morning. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Last Friday night, we went to the Strand Theater to go see the Beatles versus the Stones. Beatles versus the Stones. And it was fun. It was almost like a parody.
Yeah.
The costumes, especially the Beatles stuff.
With the wigs and all.
With the wigs. Because they went through the different eras. But the worst part was the audience, the people. Not the whole audience. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
But I always seem to get in front of people who think they're in their own living room and want to talk.
Yeah.
Like they're in the... And when you've got live music going on, then they want to talk over the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things they always, people have said that the Taylor Swift concerts are miserable because of the fact that all of the teenage girls are singing along. And so you can't hear Taylor anymore for any of the stuff. But yeah, I mean,
At least that's,
that
to me, that's even that's different.
Okay, I agree. Yeah. 100%. It's not disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Right. And but if you're, and these weren't 20-year-olds.
Right.
You know, Beatles fans and Rolling Stones fans are not your spring chickens.
I wish we would bring back just public etiquette.
Just decorum.
Yes. I mean, figure out how to get off of an elevator. You know, I mean,
wow. Yeah. What a great point.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Or how to get on an elevator.
Right. And that's really the issue.
I mean, get on while there are people in it.
Yes. You wait till everybody gets off before you get on. You stand to the side, but no. I mean, I'm crowding on this thing. Right. It is absurd. Parents don't seem to teach that as they did when we were growing up.
And I don't understand because I was brought up that way.
Right, 100%.
And my kids were brought up that way.
You're right. I was taught to walk on
that. Aaron's children were brought up that way.
That's right.
Yeah. Who dropped the ball?
Yeah. And it's just a tough... I mean, you know, Dad made sure that I opened the door for Mom. You know, Dad made sure I walked on the outside when we were walking down a street. You know, he taught me those things.
Right.
And it's just public etiquette that.
And a lot of people don't. You walk on the outside? What?
Right. Yeah. But that's
you don't make the woman walk next to the street.
Street. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are just certain things that I feel like that we've lost all these little touches. But, you know.
And I understand. I mean, but it even goes back to, and I'm guilty of at the Strand Theater. We went, I mean, it was 80 degrees. I was wearing shorts.
Mm hmm.
A nice shirt, but
sure,
still.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Oh, if you look back and men wore hats and ties.
We have going
to dinner.
We have a friend who's such a good guy, but he is adamant about those things. He wears his tie when he needs to go to the bank. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah.
And I wear a hat now.
Yeah.
I take it off when I'm inside.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially sitting at a table.
Oh, yeah, right.
You take your hat off.
Yeah, they're just so many of those things are the things that we want. I want my son to know, to be a gentleman.
And my son has told me, he goes, Dad, I've had people get mad at me because I say yes, ma'am.
Right.
And no, ma'am. Or thank you, yes, sir.
Yes.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. And
I've experienced that as well. I was brought up, yes, sir, yes, no, sir,
right.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And women will get mad, namely women. Women will get mad because they say it makes them feel old.
Oh, shut up. Get over yourself.
I'll say yes, ma'am, to a 7-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's just that we've lost.
The only thing that makes you feel old is your birth date. I mean, let's just leave it at that.
And I don't care.
Yeah, right.
It's
not because
thanks
I said
yes,
ma'am.
Thanks for coming in.
Such an honor.
Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 710 KU.